Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me, people? Yo, yo.
Yo. I guess, yeah, as long as we talk directly over there, we good.
Alright.
I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got to be live on the phone. Alright.
Now that we got our, oh, damn. Yeah. I don't hate niggas over the head with the old school. Yeah. But, now that we made our halftime adjustments, welcome to the third quarter, boys, people.
Yo, 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 we live, people. Welcome to the third quarter, boys. Live on set at motherfucking Cowboys Custom.
Yes, sir.
Live downtown Los Angeles.
In between us, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the gang.
Shout out to the gang.
For letting us appreciate this spot.
Yeah.
Feel me? Getting a lot of love. So shout out to the motherfucking Weed Man.
Shout him out.
First of all, y'all know what's
Weed
up,
Man in the house.
Weed Man in the house. Bless the weed, man. What you smoking on?
Shit. I'm smoking on some blueberry kush. Courtesy of goddamn Baskin Robbins house.
Shout out to the B&H.
Shout out to the gay.
Okay, okay. I got some golden ticket. Shout out to the motherfucking old pal. This is Sativa, really.
Okay, smoking that. Yeah,
you
a sativa,
though,
bro.
For real, sativa slow. You know what's up. Say what's up to the people if you want. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're a sativa guy. I'm more indica. My shit.
Okay.
Like Adam.
Hey, shout out to the security in the house. So, yeah, I've been on the sativa waiting for a minute. Like, I got to get up and move and do something.
Yo, indicas don't have me down, man.
They don't.
Don't have me down, but. Man, let's get into some shit, man.
Okay.
What we got going on, man?
Some shit. What, so, first thing I noticed when I came in the store, yo, so, we in the fashion district. Everything is like, critics are. Everything is kind of either a clothing store or jewelry store. Everything is what it is. But when you come in here, you notice the hustle right away. You notice you can get a haircut, you can get a studio, you can get fly. You can the hustle real in here, bro. So I definitely noticed that first thing I came in. Shout out to for keeping that going. That's cool. That's definitely the store stand out amongst the other ones because there's so much you could do. You feel me? So. Definitely.
If you niggas is in the Los Angeles area, man, come check the store out, man. Come check the store out, man. In the Santee Alley, man. Come check this out, bro.
For sure. What was your first impressions of the fashion district?
Man, that shit is overwhelming, man. Oh, yo, but I love it. I love it, though. Just the fashion district at this point is more so like my life. I'd rather be down there than do anything at this point.
Right.
Cause it's like, at the end of the day, I know I can find something, and that's always something gonna catch my eye, and it's always gonna be something to motivate me to want to go home and be like, okay, what can I put together with this?
Right.
What can I do with that?
A lot of the places y'all get y'all clothes from.
Ooh, we know the secrets, bitch. Ooh.
So, yeah.
You know what time it is, but yeah, man. I love the fashion district, man, because it's unexpected, too.
And it's a lot of different cultures kind of match. You got the little Asian corner, then you got the Spanish corner, then you got, you know, the hood clothes.
I guess my
ex-bitch chose
the match.
Yeah.
I mean, so that means you see all kind of different women out there.
Oh, my God.
You're going to fuck around and break your neck.
You're going to break your fucking neck, dog.
Yeah,
I promise you that.
You're going to have neck spasms.
Niggas going to be fucked up like, God damn, bro.
So.
It's real like that.
Yeah, definitely. If you come down here on like a Friday afternoon or a busy day, it's a lot going on. A lot of people trying to make some money, a lot of street food, a lot of guys down.
So how about this? Do we trust the street food? Do you trust the street food?
No, sir. No, sir.
I ain't gonna hold you. I fuck with it.
So how was that? You had a hot dog, boy. How was that job?
What you had on? Was straight, though. They be having, like, these sausages and, like, or these hot dogs, and, like, they be wrapping them in bacon sometimes. All
yeah,
shit.
Like, so it's a bunch it of the different same shit. Thing kind of snoop?
It's kind of like Dirty Dog. Shout out to Dirty Dog.
Shout out to the
Dirty Dog is fire. But, I mean, it was the same kind of premise, bro. Like,
yeah.
She kind of asked you what you wanted on that bit. put everything that the same shit on there, but without the Snoop toppings.
Yeah.
Same difference, bro. So it was like, I mean, I can top, bro.
Okay.
And then I like the street corn, bro. Oh my god, yo, that Mexican street corn.
So what is that? I see that it's the red goes on it.
That's okay. So it's basically a corn stew.
Okay.
So it's like. They make this corn stew, and then they got this cheese, and then they put like this like mayonnaise type sauce or something like in it. It's, I don't know, it's weird, but then they have this like little, like either it's paprika or maybe some type of chili or something like that. I don't know.
It looks spicy.
No, it's not though. It's a little warm.
Okay.
It's a little warm for the simple fact that it's like it's one of them wholesome type things. Like it ain't one of those you eat it and you're gonna be like, yo, I'm full.
Okay.
Like, it ain't one of those little light shits. So, it's good for you. Like, I mean, yo, I pay for it. Yeah. With the mother.
Okay.
I'll pay for it. Or you can get it on the cob. You can get it done on the cob, too.
What's another,
I like it in the bowl.
What's another low-key full joint that you found out here that you like? This one. What's another low-key one?
We pulled up on this Jamaican spot.
Okay.
That's shout out my
Orange County or LA?
Nah, this was Inglewood. Okay. We was in Inglewood. They got it. They some authentic Jamaican food.
They fucking with Cousins, y'all?
No, they fucking with
Cousins. You got to go there.
Yes, bro, they fucking with
you. Got some competition out here, sir.
I ain't gonna hold you. At this point, it's more so like I've been on a search for either Jamaican food or some type of Caribbean food and soul food. And I found the authentic Jamaican food.
Hey. So now we just got to find some other Caribbean food. We got to find some soul food.
Yeah. I mean, it's places around, but again, you got like fucking Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. They be having their little soul food shit.
I want to go to Harold's. Harold's is the chicken joint. That's in Hollywood, though. That's like 20 minutes away, but you know, Hollywood is terrible.
Yo, bro.
You got to be ready for Hollywood, brother.
Yo,
bro. You just can't stroll up there and just goddamn up a pair of things. You got to get some food. The fridge come out at night first.
Yo, that's really anywhere in LA. That's really anywhere in LA.
So,
anywhere.
So coming here, I done fucked around and parked. Well, we parked the other day at the dispensary, y'all. I forgot it.
We
didn't park during the daytime, bro.
I'm going to tell you this. LA at night? It's not what y'all think it is, so don't play with it. I tell you that right now. We East Coast dudes, we ain't really scared of this shit. It's just more so like
you got
it's
respect.
Unexpected. You don't know what to expect.
You gotta respect your surroundings, bro.
Always, but it's yo. I ain't gonna
just go out there.
LA
there.
Be jumping though.
Yeah.
LA definitely be jumping.
So I want to talk to you about the difference between Orange County and LA. It's a whole different, I feel like it's two different worlds. Like,
hell yeah.
Like, it's just,
I said like this.
Nice, but,
LA is like New York City.
Yeah.
Santana's like Rochester. It's like country compared to the way LA's ran. Like, it's really like some old suburban, like,
yeah,
out the way type of. I mean, it's nothing bad about it. I mean, it's still cool as hell. It's like just, little Mexico.
If you want to come to a big city, you got to be prepared for a big city. You know what a big city tells. You know what motherfucking...
Speaking of that.
There's a lot of shit going on.
That traffic
is bad.
That's one thing. You come to L.A., that you better be ready.
That traffic is bad, people.
Bro, you up about three blunts?
You got to have two. At least two.
Two of those.
Yeah,
two of those.
Yeah, I had two
you
road.
You better have four of these. Two of those.
I had two road on the way. Oh, so, y'all want to talk about that real quick. Yo, so, all right, so we moved out here. All that's really around us is backwoods, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, all right, I'll be running backwoods. I'll be running the backwoods, but I'll be getting tired of it sometimes. I'll be wasting hella weed, bro. Like, but at the same time, so... I went to 7-Eleven the other day and got the whole box of games, bro. Shout out to games. Got the whole box. And I be rolling in loads of the Cigarello. But I feel like they go quicker, bro. I feel like I be smoking all day, bro. This one, bro, I feel like I smoked about 6 blunts in 2 hours today.
Because you smoking 2 in that.
But like this, like I feel like this, these 2 gonna last me the podcast.
You smoking 2 in that, I mean, like, it's kind of equivalent.
Yeah.
It's kind of equivalent. Yeah. So.
In real life. Yeah.
So I mean, I like the Rellos, but goddamn, bro, I feel like I'm still smoking the same amount of weed, but just I don't know, it was weird. So I'm gonna go. We gonna try to plug in on the Dutchies, but it's hard. It's hard to get them things.
I'll say this:
it's hard to get them things.
Dutchies at this point, again, seems like how Backwoods are. Because in my mind, I get a Dutch, I want to fill that bitch
yeah,
up,
I got to fill it. Because it's $10. It ain't, like it ain't like in New York where we could just go buy like 2-3 of the single juice.
That's a fact.
You got to get the whole box. Is $10. You got to get the whole box.
So, I mean, we the only
ones,
like,
we the only ones that buy them, so they keep them on the loop for us. But God, God.
It's like royalty to get them bitches, like... It's like having a gold-plated wrap or some
so
shit.
So I got
like,
to fill it. I got to fill it.
So you got to fill that shit. Like, I don't know. So I don't like to even smoke them bitches. So I feel awkward not filling the Dutch. Like, I feel awkward not filling the Backwoods. So
what's the difference between these other Dutches and those the big Dutches? But you know the other Dutches I'm talking about.
The Dutch Master Julius?
Yeah.
Rellos?
Yeah. Is those... So, and then you got the regular Dutch Master Rellos and the 3-pack.
Yeah.
I can get those if I really wanted to, but I got to drive, so you got to go get them. What's the difference between those Dutches?
It is a difference.
Because I'd be like, nah,
honestly,
I don't want that.
I'm listening now.
I'd be like, I don't want
that. Because I see what you are talking about. That is an extreme difference to a Dutch cigarillo and an actual Dutch.
It's levels, people. Those ain't,
it's a huge difference. The wrapping of even a leaf is just different. Hella different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I fuck with the Dutch, the Rello Dutches.
Okay.
I fuck with them. Because I can feel those. And it won't... It don't look crazy to me to feel one of them bitches.
Right.
It's like a regular blunt. So I'm rolling. I can smoke one of those and I'll be all right.
Now, I can't do no swishers.
I can fuck with the swishers.
I immediately check them off the list. If you had to get a pack of swishers, you'll be all right.
Let me get a box. And you get the tray.
If you had to smoke a pack of swishers, you'll be all right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Because at the end of the day, I had to get accustomed to them over here, really.
Yeah.
It was more so like...
Because I never really did Backwoods either, we had to,
because at the end of the day, they didn't have what we were used to on the East Coast.
Right.
We Rochester dudes, so we know what we like to smoke over there, so we smoking that over there. But at the end of the day, we come over here, they not smoking like us. So we gotta adjust to how they smoke until we put them on to how we smoke. And then they started adjusting to how we smoke.
Now the corner stores around us, they starting to get what we want.
Boy, they don't. Yo, they went from having maybe 2 or 3 selections of wraps to they got a whole cabinet full of these bitches now. Like,
hey, so how is that wrestling? I seen you, or what? Was it like the syrup
job? Yo, fam. I'm on that now.
Okay. And it don't...
Yeah,
you still mob the weed?
Yo, it's like an edible, okay. Really, in the sense of it don't give you that the way the lean effect give you. Yeah. If you ever tried lean, you know the difference between like promethazine, codeine, that lean versus fucking THC. Because you can immediately feel the difference.
That's too much for me.
You can taste the THC in that shit, so it's more so giving you a
so
high.
So this week, I tried the edible. I tried that way. That's not for me. Like, it ain't really do nothing to me. So I'm going to just stick to my marijuana, my flower. You know, I tried, I'm going to just stick to my flower and be satisfied.
Remember, we went to the spot.
Yeah.
We bought them edibles, right? Remember, I bought that Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Come to find out, that Pop-Tart wasn't no goddamn... THC,
man.
I'm like, oh shit. So I found out what it was. So I'm like, oh. All and right. I ate a whole Pop-Tart. So it was like, wow. But I ain't a roller.
All right, so I want to get into something. I guess the soccer stars, Bobby Brown. Okay. I'm gonna push up, boys. I'm gonna let you kind of lead in onto the good. You want to read what the big homie said? You gotta pull up.
Yeah.
And I'll read you LeBron. What LeBron said.
I think you should get it. Yeah. I can't find it.
Okay. So yeah, here you go. So this is a soccer star, big soccer star. See, we in America, ain't nobody waking up checking for soccer in America. Like, you know, we check for basketball, football, you know, even baseball. I mean, soccer kind of like, that's way down the list. So a lot of people don't even know who homie is, but my homie, he put me on. He from overseas.
Yeah,
so
he overseas.
So he like, oh, that's one of the most famous soccer players in the world. I'm like, oh.
Never heard of son. But okay, this dude said he is phenomenal in what he's doing. But I don't like when people have some kind of status, which he does. I completely disagree with him. But, and they do politics. I play football with soccer people because we said he's overseas. Because I'm the best at playing football. This is the first mistake people do when they become famous. They come in a certain status. Wait. Okay, I forget he's. Okay. Stay out of it. Just do what's. Okay,
I'm over it. So
we just got done going through that whole situation with that shut up and dribble shit.
Right, that's exactly what it is.
And that's what the that's why I'm tight, because it's more like, yo, what you mean shut up and dribble, fam? What the fuck you going to?
And he a football player. It ain't like he an athlete. It ain't like he one of
Let's get it right. He's a soccer player. That bitch plays soccer. He don't play football.
So
there's a level. There's levels to this shit.
My thing is, why is it when these rappers and these athletes put in the work in the community, why is it like they that means they should definitely have a say with the politics, because they more in tune with what's going on with the community other than these politicians. They don't know what's going on in the street.
This man literally told that man to shut up and dribble, fam.
Respectfully. I don't respect you, bro.
I don't respect nothing. How you going to tell? Okay,
LeBron,
he just got done saying,
LeBron
okay.
of all people. It ain't like you telling some random mojo. You telling LeBron. LeBron got a whole school.
Bro,
LeBron paid money.
He out here.
LeBron out here in the streets with the community.
But then let's say this. This dude just got done saying that he don't like when people have a certain status.
Yeah.
You have a certain status. You just got to say you're the best at what you do. That's a status, fam.
Yeah.
So how can you contradict yourself even in what you're saying?
That's because the little man can only speak to you know, his little circle. But LeBron, when he speak, everybody, when the rapper speak, everybody hear it. So their influence is important, because you see what happened when the NFL started saying, nah, we ain't going to take this. Things started moving. Teams' names started getting changed. Logos started getting changed.
Okay.
I mean,
to read that shut up and dribble part. I ain't even want to read it. That's how bad I feel. Like, that's crazy. Do what you do best.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean? What does that mean? Shut up and dribble. Because you just got done praising him for being phenomenal at what he do. So what is it that he does? He's a philanthropist. He's a basketball player. I mean, People he's a father.
People, now I'm saying people need to see LeBron's family because his family is what? What?
I mean,
that's the perfect black people family.
He's a mogul, really. You know what I mean? So what? I mean, he's doing what he do best. So how can you contradict that and say, shut up and dribble? All right. So now I'm going to say this. Why are you talking about what LeBron's doing? So clearly you want some type of status.
Yeah, he wants some clout.
You want some clout. So you contradicting yourself everywhere you go in this goddamn little tweet or message you were trying to convey. I don't know what the fuck you were doing. But it just don't make sense, dude. Make up your mind. Either you want him to shut up and dribble or you want him to be the best LeBron. Because the best LeBron will give you.
Want
to
read some comments?
Everything.
So I posted this on the sports page. You want to read some comments?
Dude, this is from Yo.
Really? I posted this and you want to see what people said? Random people?
Give me some, bro.
Okay.
Give me some, bro.
Whoever Zaltzen is, the random dude. Yeah. Whoever Zaltzen is, he's right. Shut up and dribble. Boom. Okay. Next comment. I'm much more accepting of an American celebrity or athlete speaking on American politics than I am a non-American putting his two cents in. So, you're not even from America. Shut your face.
Right. The fuck are you doing? What do you have to... Like, why are you talking about what's going on over here?
Or, how about the people on Facebook with the whole shut up and dribble attitude who don't do a damn thing for their community? First of all, you're an armchair politician. You don't do nothing for your community, but you... You criticize the people who are really out here putting in the work. So, you got to respect that one.
Let me ask him. What is he doing for his country? Can he actually...
Where's son from?
Son, I don't even know this.
Who are you, bro?
You the best at what you do, bitch. I've never heard of you.
Never heard of you. Okay, so let me read a couple more. LeBron's opinion is no better than mine. Just because he's famous, his opinion is supposed to matter. Shut up and dribble. Okay.
Oh, okay, so I got another question. I guess. If these people commented on your status, right? Or this is...
Yeah.
So why aren't these motherfuckers getting flagged or reported or some shit?
I mean, it's a sports group. So, I mean...
Like, this is bullshit.
They violate, right?
This is bullshit, because I guarantee if you was to say some shit like this, they taking you out of here.
But nah, so...
Like, come on,
so
man.
And then the homies got up on there roasting him, so... A lot of people got on there, 61 comments, and a lot of people got on there roasting him. But, I mean...
That just don't make sense to me. Okay, LeBron, he has a school. Mm-hmm. He has a family. He's raising sons. He has a daughter. We got another? I believe he does have a daughter.
Yeah.
He's raising a daughter. He wants them to be productive people out in society. He wants them to be able to live a best life.
I mean, you
so
see him riding. You see him riding the bike.
What's going
you
on?
If you hate on what LeBron doing outside of the
he's
court,
he's bringing championships to teams.
Even if you hate him on the court, you gotta respect.
You gotta respect him off the court.
You gotta respect it. So you sweep the same.
Like it just doesn't make sense. Again, if he's gonna speak about politics, he has reason to because of his involvement in the community, his involvement with the youth, his involvement with people in general. It's just whatever. You have to. He has businesses out here. He has everything. So his likelihood outside of basketball matters. If they're like these politicians get in office, I mean, it affects it. So yeah,
imagine if other athletes was coming at Muhammad Ali at the time, telling Muhammad Ali yo.
They was.
You think so?
Yeah, they definitely was. They definitely was. They were selling a lot.
Imagine if you listen though. LeBron was like, let's pull up with LeBron saying. Cause you know LeBron was.
He got from back
then. Football.
From a football player. Get your bitch ass out of here. Beast ass nigga. You don't do shit, man. You talking about athletes? You're not an athlete if you're talking about comparing yourself to LeBron. You're not a fucking athlete. This bitch been doing this shit for 20 years playing at the top level.
LeBron said...
Running around the field, kicking the ball with your legs. This nigga's doing everything on the 30s.
LeBron said, no way I'll ever stick to sports. End quote. That's it, dude.
But again, he has children. He has a school. He has businesses that take care of the families. It's emotion. He needs to be involved into politics because it matters to his outside life.
Yes.
Outside of basketball. And just like everybody that's in America, politics matter. Yes. So what the fuck are you talking about? He has a platform, so he's using it. So Meek Mill, because he went to jail, not supposed to talk about jail reform? Because he's a rapper, right? What, you gonna tell him to shut up and write rhymes? Like, none of this makes sense. Fam, make it make sense to me, bro.
I mean, that's your man, nah.
Now, I ain't my man's, fam. I don't know. And why the fuck again is you do dibbling and dabbling in United States fucking issues?
Yeah.
Stay the fuck out of United States issues.
That's the first thing they tell us. Y'all not even American. Why y'all over here? Y'all American. Why y'all over here? Like, okay. So, let's get into some basketball real quick. I want to get into a situation that happened last night. The Pelicans, was the Pelicans? Let me pull it up.
I'll holler at you next week.
I want you to tell me, did Steph Curry ruin sports, ruin basketball? Okay. This is the Denver Nuggets. They were down by two with 3 seconds left. They had a 4-on-2 fast break. They had three niggas on the right side of the court, and both the Pelicans was double teaming the shooter. So homie passed to the shooter to the three niggas. But instead of one of them at least cutting, all three of these niggas ran to the 3-point line.
So, question.
And they missed.
Question.
Okay.
You said it was down to?
Yeah. So, and then all three of them ran to the 3-point line instead of at least one cutting or somebody just get the tie and go to overtime. So.
I'm going to be 50-50 on this. I don't think he ruined it, but I feel like he did at the same time because he's making everybody want to pull that big shot three shit.
Okay.
But, I wouldn't say he's ruined it because
Before we get into the stuff, tell me in that situation.
Man, you're supposed to tie the game up at least to go into overtime. You at least should have gave yourself a better chance of winning the game.
Okay. No, I disagree. I'm taking the shot, bro. Go big or go home. First, I'm gonna just say this on the premise of it's a regular random regular season game. A random Wednesday night or whatever it was, you feel me? You need to get that practice in and getting them big shots in. So in the playoffs, okay, play safe and you know, get the overtime, you know, whatever. But in the random regular season, I'm gonna try to take the big shot and you know, shit.
Okay, so now let me ask.
I mean, we win, ain't no overtime. Niggas gotta play two nights. I mean, back to back, ain't no overtime. We going home. I can get my dick sucked. I can get some lunch. Day over, bro. Ain't no overtime, bro. The Pelican niggas look like they want to play, bro. They want to play the ball, bro. You
just play, bro. So you're gonna go for the game winner. That sounds like football mentality.
In a random regular season game with nothing on the line.
But the reason why I say go into overtime,
is
because you're looking for, as a GM or as a coach, smart basketball players. You're not looking for these niggas that want to be Kobe and Dame and fucking Steph and LeBron and all these niggas. Yeah, you Kobe? Yeah, no, you ain't no, looking no, for that. What you're looking for is a smart, because again, it's repetition. Now, if I'm gonna be smart in a regular game, when it comes down to it being a serious moment where it's like I need to make the fucking smart decision.
What if it's Steph or Dame or LeBron?
You get them the green light.
They got the green light because
they're the stars.
If they miss, it is what it is.
But not no fucking random. You are to be smart as a role player.
Okay.
That's your job.
Okay. So now, you seen the shit where a few games ago, I'm not bashing LeBron for passing to Caruso. You seen the shit Caruso missed the game winner?
Yeah.
Okay, that was definitely the right play.
And Caruso had a good shot. He just missed it.
In the playoffs, we doing that again?
Yes.
Because
LeBron trusted him enough because he's done it in previous games. He's done it last year. He's hit shots in those situations. So it's not like he can't. I mean, it's just he didn't make that one.
Right.
I mean, you gotta give a person those chances because it I don't know what the fuck term it is. But
this is my first time ever.
So I would say if I'm taking a shot, bro. Like, if it's the playoffs, I'm gonna
look for the smart play.
So okay, so what happened? What is you the coach? If you're the coach, is you?
I'm snapping.
You snapping?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm snapping.
Okay.
Because again, we're talking just being intelligent, right?
Yeah. So two things is you got to make the smart basketball play there. I mean, I agree definitely. Because you're not going to lose. It's 100% chance you're not going to lose if you do what you do. But if you're going for the three,
that's a 50. Yeah. No. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, depending on your shooting average. Nigga, that bitch can be a 20% chance.
It's a woman.
It all depends on who's shooting that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you can't give everybody that green light. You can't give it to everybody.
I mean, so then it's the Nuggets. So you know they're shooting. You know the Nuggets shooters.
I'm not rolling though.
Okay.
As a coach, I would be pissed off.
Okay.
Because if, and even if I was Steph, I'm pissed.
That's not what he
I'm not
gonna, that's not what he played for.
There's only one person that I would have took that shot. No. On the Warriors team.
Okay.
It's it's another dude that kind of, what is his name? I can't remember his name. He's another shooter.
Okay.
It's only him. He's the only other guy.
Okay.
You can take that shot. But anybody else, you go to the fucking basket, you bitch ass niggas.
Right.
Go to the basket. Extend the game. Give us a better chance. Don't take the chance of trying to be the hero. Because again, if you're going to do this now in a regular season where it really kind of don't matter, and which it kind of does because they've been playing
especially
in and out.
Especially they, everything really close.
It is. It's super close.
Okay.
So it matters. So now if you're going to do it here, if we're in a fucking a playoff situation, who, what do you think about J.R. Smith?
Jason Terry.
What are you doing, fam?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, it's like, if you're going to make the right decision now in this game, I know you'll make the right decision in that game.
Okay.
Because it's going to really be crucial here.
Okay.
So I can't roll with a nigga trying to play hero in those senses. Just only the stars. Just let the stars play hero. Okay. We can live with the stars because we paid them for that.
Right.
We don't pay you for that, nigga. We pay you to get your ass where you're supposed to be as a role player and make the best decision possible to help the team win.
That's more fundamental. That's what we teach our ass when you a little ass.
Fundamental. That's the purpose.
To the right.
You get to the fucking, get the easy bucket. You extend the game.
Because you got 3 seconds left. That's plenty of time. It ain't like you.
And it's a 4-on-2, bro.
And both of the two is on the shoulder. On the one nigga that's trying to pass it.
Out of court, that bitch went between the legs. Like,
overtime.
Oh, my God. Overtime. And then that would have gave us a better chance. That would give Steph.
No, it was the nigga.
Okay, so it gives Murray, it gives Joker, it gives all these players extra time to now make better decisions on helping the team to now win.
That's
it gives them a better chance.
That's right. Okay.
When you going for fucking, and then you niggas ain't now we know you ain't built like that now.
Yeah, yo, you ain't got that clutch badge on. You ain't got the clutch badge, bro.
You ain't Murray.
Yeah, very well. If Murray shot,
very
well.
You ain't Murray, motherfucker.
So I got
even if it was Millsap, even if it was Joker.
Yeah,
I'm rolling.
They really don't got nobody else. They really sweet.
So why the fuck is y'all shooting? Get to the basket.
Yeah.
Lay that bitch up.
Yeah.
Because now you, now, as a GM or as a coach, I'm looking at you like, yo, you're making smart decisions, so I'm going to play you more.
Very well.
Now you keep doing this more, and in the season when it's time to renegotiate, they're going to now look at you as, stop, you're not liability no more. Now you can be an asset. Mm-hmm. Because you're making smart decisions, you're playing your fucking role to the team.
Right. So
now I can pay you more money.
Yeah.
You trying to play hero, gonna get your ass sitting on the bench.
But if you make it, you is the hero, and now I can pay you.
No.
Because you're doing this, and now I can trust you in the fourth quarter. Now I can really.
That could be, a lucky shot.
Yeah.
And I don't want to chance it again.
Okay.
Get to the fucking hole and make the best decision. I can't, bro. I'm not doing this.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
So let me ask you something that you would do. I got a question. You know niggas going to road trips, niggas be on the road. Right?
Yes, sir.
You niggas smoking and all that good stuff. So you on the road, getting ready to go to, let's say, Chicago. Yeah, from California to Chicago, right?
Okay.
You got the car ready, you got your snacks, you got your weed, you got all the weed you need, everything. But the radio broke.
Oh, hey, the phone coming off, man.
No, because you got to use the phone for GPS.
But you can play.
Ain't no music, bro. Ain't no music. Yeah, okay, so you on the road trip to Chicago, either no music or no weed. No smoke, no tobacco, nothing.
Got to go sober. No music.
Got to go sober.
No music.
Either sober or silent, bro. I need to know. Sober or silent?
Silent. I'm going silent, fam.
Look, I'm here in the car. Just here to talk.
Bitch, I'm going to be listening to nature, fam. Yo, bitch, I'm going to be high, fam.
I got...
You know how that shit was when we drove cross country. Me and this nigga drove cross country twice.
Ain't no tobacco, nothing, bro. Ain't no smoke.
There's no way you're driving cross country and not smoking.
Or you're going to be dead silent, bro.
No way. You're
going to yourself breathe, bro.
Well, that's all I'm going to be. I've been making my own music. I'm going to be a rapper today, fam.
You're not being beatboxing.
They're going to turn Dr. Dre that bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Gangs. Just bad, wild shit, fam. Just. He's gonna be making up games for himself and some more shit, fam. It's gonna be the wildest, maybe 20 hours of your life. 28 hours. I say from here to.
We're gonna go to.
Alright.
Yeah. That's gonna be the longest
drive. From here to. It might be 28 hours from here to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Good 20 something hours.
That's a long time, bro.
No music, nothing, no radio.
Bitch gonna love to get to that gas station because you know how they had to be.
Bitch gonna be at the gas station doing the goddamn.
Be at the music, that bitch crunk, bro. Yeah,
what is wrong with
that shit is gonna be.
Like, hold on, wait till the song over.
Yeah, yo, fam, gonna be. I would do it though.
You would?
I would do it. I don't know if I could drive anywhere and not smoke long distance, fam. I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
So, you're going to fall asleep if you don't.
That's the thing. I might fall asleep if I ain't got any music either, though. Like, you just... Oof. So, I'm a riding that bitch silent, too. We silent, gang. I got the smoke.
Could you... Bruh, that's
I probably couldn't crazy, even make it out the state. Man. I probably couldn't even make it out the state.
But I was smoking, fam. Like, yo, it's not
we
happening.
Just ain't going, bruh. We just ain't going, bruh. I can't help y'all. You feel me?
So, I can't smoke weed going over there. That's fact.
That's fact.
That's a fact. If I can't smoke while I'm driving, I'm sorry.
Alright, so we gotta take a break. We gotta take a little quick. We have a five minute break.
Do a little break real quick. We'll be right back.
Y'all go ahead and roll up. Get your blunts ready for the next segment. We'll be back, people.
You see that? Somebody go ahead to this fucking home. Listen, fool. We're recording. You want that spot? Yeah. And then you might get some love. people off camera, bro.
Yeah. What's up, people?
Where's the bathroom? That's what I need. Mean. The world is opening up. There's this thing going around. All over the media and everything about the mandate of the mask now being eliminated by the 31st of March.
Okay.
So if that's the case, California now opens up. What's the first thing you're trying to do, bro?
First thing I'm trying to do and everything open back up like normal. I want to go to a motherfucking basketball game, bruh. I want to go to the Staples Center and go in, be up in the Staples Center.
I would be acting a fool in that bitch.
I
want to
go see LeBron. I want to go see Kawhi. I go to motherfucking Clippers and goddamn
anybody, bro. Bruh. I don't give a fuck,
Memphis,
bro.
Anybody, son. So,
dead ass.
First thing I said, I want to do is go to a basketball game. I want to go on a date. I want to go on, like, just like go on a date, like, in a restaurant, right? Like, without, you feel me? In a restaurant without the extra bullshit, so.
I'm rolling.
Yeah.
That's fly.
I want the Unlimited Jones on a restaurant.
I want to go to a buffet, bro. If I'm going to do a restaurant, that's the first thing I really want.
Buffet? You want to go to the buffet?
Oh, my God. Yo, I haven't been to a buffet in so motherfucking long, bro.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Oh my God. And I'm used to going to Vegas buffets.
Oh shit.
That's the first place.
What the thing like?
I ain't gonna, if I'm gonna do a buffet, I'm going over there.
Okay.
But.
We still, everything open.
First thing I wanna do over here,
uh-huh.
Music park. I'm going to Disney, fam.
Ooh.
I'm going to Disney.
I wanna go to the Wonder Law Festivals. I wanna go to music festival concerts.
So.
Okay.
While we on that, they talking Coachella coming back in April.
April? That's a little too early, though. Yeah, that's a little too early.
But we can wait. You can keep your mask, though. It ain't gotta be on some shit like.
Yeah. I'm gonna be the last one.
It's gonna be some motherfuckers out without their mask.
Yeah.
But, hey, I mean,
we heard about y'all at Coachella the last time. Y'all need to wear a mask on the other thing, too. You nasty,
beast ass niggas.
wear both masks, motherfuckers.
Hell no.
Y'all messing up the population. So, yeah.
All that kissing y'all niggas doing. Keep y'all lips to y'all goddamn self, man.
Please do all that. So.
Anybody, they don't share blunts either, too, y'all.
I want to go.
Smoke your own weed.
I want to go on to concerts. I want to go to a rap concert, man.
I want to go to a comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be great.
Yo.
What is it, the last
I want to go to a club, fam. Yes, the Laugh Factory here. There's a few of them, though.
They got one at Irvine, too. That's fire.
I think it's a comedy, like a, it's something else other than the Laugh Factory. The Comedy Club, I think it's called.
Okay.
I think it's that's here, too. Fucking, man, yo. Just even the... A water park or some shit. Bro, I want to go to a club, really.
Yeah.
I want to go back partying. I want to go and start, like, I don't know. I want to experience Vegas again when that opens.
Right. There's a lot to do there, too. I mean,
pre-COVID, so, Vegas is.
So the last time you went to Vegas, did we have the shows up on your slot machines and all that stuff? I kind of like it better that way, I like being my space away from people, bro. I got to move.
But it's
I like
it's
things
safe.
Being limited.
Niggas can't be all up in your shit.
Yo, because viruses mutate every day, B. So, I mean, they say they got Johnson & Johnson got a new vaccine coming out.
It's like three other niggas. People now start trying to make them bitches. I'm over it.
Right.
So but they say that the what's the P? The Ah, damn, I don't know. It start with a P, though.
Pfizer?
Yeah, that one. They said that one's actually working. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people getting that one.
Yeah.
They say it's a really, like, 94% rate. That is, I mean...
That's cool.
I mean, that changed the world, but I was about to see.
I mean, I'm awake.
Are you going to risk it? Are you going to get it? At this point, because it's motherfuckers out here getting it. And
yeah, I mean, I'm going to wait because remember we seen, what was that movie with I Am Legend with Will Smith, right? Everybody got the cancer shot. Everybody got the vaccine for the cancer or whatever. And it ain't happened until like a year or something later. They're like, oh, we cured cancer. Oh. And then everybody started turning the goddamn zombie mode.
Basically, you want to be a part, like, you want the herd to get, you want to be a part
I'll wait and see what happened. I just huddled up in my little drone and be like, where's what happened?
Keep your mask on.
I wait and see what happened, bro.
Because I feel like I'm going to attend everything outside of like a mutant, even a music park. Other than the water park.
So, all right, I got another question. So. Okay. So I got a shirt coming out, right? What would be a good place to check on the day? What places have you seen out here that
you gotta go to Huntington Beach? You okay. Gotta go. Even the nighttime at Huntington Beach is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Just even walking through the beach at night when it starts when the sunset, that bitch is fire. That's fire and fly at the same time, man.
Now Long Beach got an aquarium.
Get the fuck out of here.
They got a big aquarium, and next to it, they got the dove boats. You could be in a pond, like on a little boat. But I got to go to the aquarium, though. Got to go to the aquarium, though.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's like one of the big jokes that you walk through. Like, I ain't never been to one. I'm trying to see a shark eat a motherfucking reindeer or something, bro. Bro, I'm trying to see somebody get smacked in the water, bro. That joke will be fine. So, got to go to the aquarium.
That's crazy.
Got to go to Spectrum Center. They more fire. The one in Irvine, Spectrum Center. That joke on fire.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
The Hollywood Height.
It's really, I mean, we too young here right now. I gotta say that.
We only know the basics. Yeah, we don't know that the little.
We don't know nothing. We know shit. Yeah.
You wanna come to Rochester, I'll show you some shit.
Yeah.
I'll show you a little couple alleys down J Street.
put you in the plug.
I don't know there's no company next to Kanye. I don't know.
And this, where we are as a state, is just way too fucking big. Like,
because I'm talking to this one shorty, and she like, oh yeah, it's hella trap houses in Santa Ana. I'm like, where? What are you talking? She like, oh yeah, they be they mad drug houses in Santa Ana. Where? Like, what are you talking about?
We know dispensaries.
I don't even know nothing about it. That's all I know. Dispensaries, bro.
Trap houses
in Santa Ana. Where? Damn. It don't look like me.
It's we live in the suburbs. Let's just call it what it is, man.
Santa Ana.
We live in a fucking suburbs. For y'all that live on the East Coast, y'all know what the suburbs is. I don't know what they call it over here. I can't say.
We live in Greece. From
Rockport.
Yeah.
Fucking Chalai. We're out there.
If you
compared
see,
to the inner if, city of Rochester.
If you see another black person, you stop.
Yeah. Like, yo, fam, if you see another black person, you damn near want to get a nigga hug.
Yeah, Anaheim. I see some niggas in Anaheim. That's where I see the niggas.
Fam, that's how scarce. We really are the only like true niggas that really it's maybe like maybe four. Because it's two of them. It's like maybe two in our complex.
The one nigga look like wrong.
Yeah, you do, fam. Shout out to our boy Ron.
Like,
bro,
he
look like him, fam. It's a shorty that live there.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe like four, maybe five of us.
But dang niggas. But I mean, so when I go to Anaheim to get my hair done or to try to get Anaheim, I feel
Anaheim more the hood compared to where we at, too,
though,
fam.
It's the hood of Anaheim. But it ain't the hood, though.
I've never seen the hood of Santana, fam.
Yeah.
I'm just
like. Nah, somebody told me some trap out there. I was like, you got to take me, goddamn.
On me, bro. You got to take me,
motherfucker.
Because if you telling me this is a trap.
Because I know you ain't got nothing elaborate like you. You put the money in the bucket, then the bucket go up, and the weed comes down.
Wait, I got a hole in the goddamn, one of them boarded up houses, nigga. The fucking bandos or some shit like that. Like,
so,
I mean, I like it.
I don't mind going to the dispensaries and going and getting my weed delivered. Like, you know, that don't pay me. Like, shit, it's more convenient to me. Because, yo, I don't follow the junk you was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't follow the drug you was talking about. You was talking about you can mix and match your ace. And all in, so I found like three or four ace that cost like $20 to $30.
Yeah.
And I just mix and match. They got the ones that are 4 grams. I get like four of those. And then I mix and match the other ones. And yeah, up to like an ounce. And then you got a whole fresh ounce of like 3-4 weeks.
You got just, yo, bro, you can play. Like, it makes more sense. Now
I had the Fire OG, the Zookies, and the Golden Ticket.
That Fire OG something else. I ain't gonna hold
Yeah, Fire OG is a fire.
That's some
good. I'll fuck with it. For sure.
But yeah, man. I can't wait to California actually open up, though. I really can't. I'm not looking forward to the traffic. I know that because the traffic look like this now. When that bitch open, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be. But no, the traffic ain't going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
The traffic is what it is now.
Because look. Because where we live 10 minutes from Disneyland. We live 5 minutes from the Anaheim Stadium. So once the baseball stadium, the traffic going to come
Disneyland.
Out.
And Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland.
We 10 minutes. And he just said 10 minutes from Disneyland. That shit about to be fucking jumping. Like.
I ain't getting none of that traffic right now. So I done fucked around. So then I fucked around and went to the Brooksy's Chicken and Waffle. That's on
Orange.
They fired, but I ain't know it was a whole university right there.
Yo, the college ain't even get jumping yet, man.
It ain't even open, bro.
Yo, we got a college fucking 10 minutes down the street from us.
Yeah, that's some babies, bro. I'm like, oh, damn. God.
Yo, bro, every time I'm coming down the street, I'm
and
like,
and they just looking at me because I don't look like anything around here. They're like, what you... I'm about to I'm going to school out here, baby.
Fam, that's why I keep my book bag.
I'm going to school out here, though, baby.
Keep the book bag with you, fam.
Yeah.
Always got to fit in.
But yeah, that's the fire spot, too.
But still. Yo, we just...
Is that the weed we got for today? What is those?
Oh, hell no. Nah. That's
all homie?
Yeah, that's
They got the blueberry OG. They got the...
The Skittle cakes.
Hey.
Oh, man. But... Yo, we're like where we're located. We're central to a lot of like beaches.
Yeah.
Amusement parks.
You don't get to all those jewelries.
Fucking, we say sporting events.
Where?
Everything. We're near everything. Mm. So it's like.
What's your favorite? Have you been to any of the LA County beaches?
Venice?
Like Manhattan, Venice?
Venice, I've been to. I mean, yeah, we've been a few up and down because, I mean, St. Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, Santa Monica, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Santa Monica's dope. I like Santa Monica. Okay. And once that opened back the fuck up, that is going to be the spot to be.
Yeah.
That is going to be the spot to be at. Okay. So, I mean, I like all, and you know, all that shit, it's all running to each other. Right. So,
I want the little shops on the beach to open up, but like, they all kind of shut down, but I want to see what they is.
That's why Huntington opened.
Huntington
look like little Miami to me.
Yeah.
So once that really opened up and really start, they because they got places where they can throw pool parties and some more shit over there.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo.
The South wide open right now. Gates is out there in the South.
I'm not.
I don't care about y'all.
I'm not going to the South.
I don't care about the COVID.
I'm not going to the South until maybe next year, fam. I'm a little over that. You know, I thought about it. I was going to go to Florida
right. Sometime
this year. But I'm like, man, hell nah, fam. I was even thinking about going to Atlanta. Go check my family. No, man. Y'all niggas is bugging over there, yo. I ain't hell nah. Y'all not about to have me cooked up in my crib for 2 weeks.
Right. So I definitely can't wait to go to concerts, basketball games, music parks. Just be on the streets.
Just be on the streets, so, man. Clubs, mainly, really, bro. I can't wait.
Okay. You ain't checking in the club? Is reading the chicken wing the wings in the club?
It depends.
You mean the strip club wings?
It depends, man.
You want to
talk about the strip club?
How was the strip club last night?
Man,
No?
I'm not ever going to recommend the strip club. I don't even want to mention the name of the strip club. That's how bad I feel about
it. Was that bad?
It was fun. We did have fun. I'm not going to lie. We had fun. Okay. But the quality, it could have been better. Hell of a lot better. It was a few.
Now, was this an Orange County?
Yeah.
You got to go to LA County, yeah.
I know where to find that one, though.
Right.
But they got stipulations into these clubs. It's more so like, here we got, if you want to drink, you can't. It's not to the point of, if you don't want to drink.
How was the VIP session? Was it comfortable? Did the stripper have masks?
It was the same thing. Same how we was.
Did the strippers have masks?
No.
No? Okay. Did they take it to?
They take it to. They do all that shit. But okay. I kept my mask on the whole time, fam. I ain't gonna hold you. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing no games with nobody. Fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all not about to fuck up my bread. Y'all not about to fuck up my ventures. Y'all not about to fuck up my company. Y'all not about to fuck up nothing. Fuck is y'all talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not playing with nobody. Like, nah.
I mean, they go from nigga to nigga all night, bro. That's
the thing.
They need to get vaccinated before a lot of people. That's the dangerous job.
Keep your goddamn mask on.
The strippers, that's the dangerous job. They need to keep their mask. They need to get vaccinated.
I got a question. What happened to the goddamn, the fake body strippers out in L.A.? Cause that's what I was told. That's all out here. All these fake body bitches out here.
When I had the little Mexican, she had the plastic boobs.
It's two places that we've been to that was the first place that they had the jaws there, and it's this place I frequent. That they got some jaws, bro.
That
jaws, like yo, fair, okay. And that's where I told we should have went there. Not at I let somebody take the lead.
Okay.
And I should have just was like, yo, that's not. I know for a fact this is gonna be
that. What was he doing? Is he man down?
No. Man, you know E.
Okay.
You know our guy. Our guy is gonna turn the party way left. You know he gonna act a fool. You know his whole thing is to keep the party going.
Okay.
If it's your birthday, if it's any celebration, you pooned it for the night. Just know that. You're done for the night. He's going to make sure of that. So, You know E, bro. He do him.
Okay. So, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and wrap this Juliet. How about that, people? So, roll up your last little jump, and we'll be back.